Welcome back to our Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Jason Pentico, band instructor at Pella High School. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Jason.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Jason, tell me about Carnaby Club.
Well, Carnaby Club is an event that we host at Pella High School every year, and it is traditionally on the last weekend of April. This year it's on April the 26th and 27th. Both shows start at 7:30, and it happens in our West Gymnasium. And it's featuring talents of all of our students. We have our jazz ensembles performing, both Jazz 1 and Jazz 2, and you'll see lots of different acts from various departments within the school. So it's kind of a nice way for our students to showcase a lot of the talents that they have during the event.
Is it a collaboration in the sense that they all work together, or are there separate performances?
There's lots of separate acts. You're going to see some drama acts, like some musical theater acts. You're going to see an orchestra or a string quintet. You're going to see some vocal acts. You're going to see some small instrumental acts, lots of different things. So it's a wide variety. We just kind of term it as a variety show.
Do the kids look forward to this?
Absolutely, yeah. Our kids really enjoy performing as a part of it. We have some students that are actually aren't even associated with those three departments, that are just student parts of the student body that are part of some of the acts. And they really enjoy, you know, getting a chance to perform for the other students and for the community as well.
Now, how many years has this been going on? Do you know?
That's a really good question. I know it's been over 35 years.
Wow.
And the event actually started as a fundraiser for a student that was a part of Pella High School that had leukemia. And so it was originally started as a fundraiser to help that family offset medical costs. And it was so well received that they just decided to carry it every year beyond that, and it still continues today.
And why the name, Carnaby Club?
Good question. Carnaby Club, actually, there's a street in the Soho district of London. It's called Carnaby Street. And that is an area that's kind of it's very famous for its nightclubs and night activity. And one of the pieces that the jazz band was performing that very first year was called Carnaby Street. And the students that were part of that jazz ensemble said, well, why don't we just call the event Carnaby Club? And it was kind of inspired by the title of that one piece.
Well, so these people that were part of that original, they're getting, you know, up there in years, aren't they? Do they come back? Is this like a tradition?
Well, we have people that come back and that were either still living in town or have come from out of town to come back and watch the event. And obviously, we certainly encourage all of our past directors of the event to come back and be a part of it and just see that tradition continue. It's really, really neat to see those people come back and be a part of it.
Can you give us a little bit of a preview of maybe some of the acts or performances we might see?
Sure. Well, again, you're going to see a wide variety. So our Jazz 1 ensemble, which is one of the most awarded ensembles in the state, is performing both nights. They perform a couple times each night. Our Jazz 2 band is playing. We have a large percussion ensemble that is performing. Let's see. We have, like I said before, we have a string quintet that's doing a really neat piece that works with video from a movie. So they're actually providing background music for movie clips, and that'll be shown during it. So that'll be a really neat thing. And then we have lots of other individual acts, like musical theater, where we have students that are doing small portions of a grand or much larger musical work. We have students that are doing kind of small garage band kind of acts. We have a comedy act. Let's see what else we have. We have vocal solo acts. We have instrumental solo acts. So, yeah, there's just a kind of a wide variety of fine arts that are being displayed at it.
And this is both Friday and Saturday nights?
Both Friday and Saturday night. And the shows are very different from each other. They'll get a chance if somebody wants to come both nights, which we highly encourage. They're going to see two very different shows.
Well, that's even tougher to pull off. I had dawned on me you'd do that.
Yeah. So they're both, we try to create a lot of variety so that way, you know, the people that do come both nights, they get to see different shows. And that's a lot of fun to see that we have that much talent and we have that much interest in it.
When do the doors open? Where can we get tickets? And what do they cost?
It's a very good question. The doors open up at 7 o'clock. The general public can enter through the east doors of the high school, just off of our east parking lot. And tickets can be purchased at the door. They're $5 for students and adults, and if you bring any children that are 5 years or younger, they can come in for free.
And why is it important that the community come out and support this?
Well, I think it's just a great way for our community to see the talents that our students have, both in the ensembles that they're a part of, but also just their individual talents that they can bring to some of these smaller acts. And I would guess that a lot of our community don't know that a student that's in jazz band is also a very, very good singer and is performing a solo from Les Mis. And so those things are kind of really neat to see our students displaying those talents that aren't normally on display at our normal concerts, our normal jazz band festivals, that kind of thing.
Well, this is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Bob Leonard. My guest today has been Jason Pentico. Thanks, Jason.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Stay tuned. Our Midday Magazine continues.